taking you till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with Casey on Radio Sega.
Tonight's inspiring quote: today could be the day. You came to the devastating and crippling realization you just aren't good enough. This week's word:
play on, play on for the weekend. It's no shaking these manic Mondays. And Marie's a freak it. Send that shit to next Sunday. Play on for the weekend. It's no shaking these manic Mondays. And Marie's a freak it. And go on into next Sunday.
Sega. this is the start of your Radio Sega Live Week. The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
Listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7, and this is the Manic Monday Show. Hello, I'm KC, and this is your annual Blue Monday. So this is your annual kicking Blue Monday in the balls edition of the Manic Monday Show. This is the first one we're doing, but we've done two Radio Sega Top 40 Countdown editions of that, so let's kick Blue Monday in the balls with a Z, because why not? Welcome everyone, this is the Manic Monday Show, and this is the BAUS edition.
The BAUS!
The BAUS! Yes, thank you Crazy Robo. We started off the show with some tunes. We had Orium with his dance remix of the Sonic & Knuckles mini-boss theme. Then we had Crazy Kings, the boss theme from Restart the Shooting Star. And this last one was a tune by Dusk, Be Aggressive, the second stage boss of Gunstar Heroes, or a remix of that stage boss. And this was part of the Be Aggressive? Is this the same as the album? Yes, it's the Be Aggressive, a Gunstar Heroes tribute album. And this was Dusk's track. Yes. Welcome to the show. People are kind of, crazy in the IRC right now. So join us, radiose.ga/IRC. That's where you have to go to join us and talk to us, and take part in Say My Name as well, and do all sorts of crazy stuff. RadioSE.ga/IRC. Let's say hello to people there. Let's say hello to Trigon, Esperk, I Need Fruit, Rexy, Woe Fox, Voice, Alpha Dog 1996, CTR, DZ, Fluffy Fox, Guest 20767, please change your nickname so we know who you are. Ink TE, Jamie, Lime, Mick Bynes, Mikael24RD, Opus Science, Punk Gamer, Sir Craft, Spinnick, TCB, Trader Purple, Trekkie, Trini, Vegeta, Weedle, and Zimadon. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Manic Monday Show. If you'd rather talk to us on Twitter, you can at Radio Sega, you can mention at Radio Sega, and you can also use the hashtag RS Manic Monday. And Shields on Twitter said, so do you guys just play all the Sonic Underground songs with Manic as the main singer, or what? Oh, I don't think I've ever heard this joke before. Yes. Anyway, yeah. Sorry, yeah. We don't do that, but maybe one day, we'll play Sonic Underground tracks. It's the boss edition, so we'll play nothing but boss themes and, you know, also remixes of a boss theme, so you know it's gonna be fun. Maybe your favorite boss theme or boss battle, your most memorable boss battle is here, maybe not. Let us know what your most memorable boss battles in Sega games are, and maybe we'll read your tweets or messages during the show. Maybe not, who knows, you never know. I most really don't know what happens on this show, and it's my show, so yeah. Anyway, time to move on. Time for this.
Say my name.
Indeed, say my name. This is week 3 of season 3 of Say My Name, which means if you want to take part in this edition, this season of Say My Name, and if you want to actually have the chance of winning this, now it's probably a good time to get on the Say My Name train and try your luck, because otherwise you'll get really, really far behind. This week, or up till next week, or up till now, I Need Fruit, Jamie, and Opus Science are all in the lead with 25 points. So we'll see what happens after tonight's character. What is Say My Name, though? Yes, that's a good question. I probably should have started with that. So Say My Name is the weekly game we play on the Manic Monday Show. Each week I pick a random Sega character, and then I share 4 different clues to the identity of this character. You need to try your luck and try to guess who the character is. You'll get 1 guess per clue, so you can guess once per clue. And if you guess it correctly after the first clue is shared, you get 20 points. After the second clue, you get 15 points. After the third clue, 10 points. After the fourth and final clue, you get 5 points. That's how it works. And either way, it's fun. Even if you're not playing to win, you can still try your luck and see how knowledgeable you are on Sega characters. Because that's what we'll be testing here. So without further ado, it's time to talk about, or to share, the first clue of the evening. And so let's pause this and use this. Clue number 1 has a tattoo on his wrist. Has a tattoo on his wrist. Who could it be? Let us know. You can take part by sending me a private message in the IRC. Double click KC in the IRC and send me your guess. 1 guess per clue, you're now playing for 20 points. So, who could this be? This character has a tattoo on his wrist. This is probably a good clue. Apparently not. People are saying, why first clue, why? Says Mikhail24RD. So I thought this was an easy one, but apparently not. But Alpha Dog says his wrist, as in it's a guy. This guy is clever. Alpha Dog is clever. Yeah. So maybe this was just 2 clues in 1, you know? Maybe. So send me your guesses, and in the meantime we'll play some music, because you know, each week I have to play a Shenmue track, and so let's get on with this and play from Shenmue 2 Rooftop Fight with Dawn Yu on the Manic Monday Show.
Radio Sega. Rocking you till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with Casey. We'll be right back.
The Globe Holder featuring Pokerus, that guy featuring KBT. This is actually a track. I'm actually PMing some people, and so I'm kind of confused. But this is a track from the Soundwaves album, a tribute to Echo the Dolphin, and also the Globe Holder is actually a boss fight in Echo to the Tides of Time. Yes, in the IRC, people are talking about fried egg tattoos for some reason. Anit Fruit says, I might get a fried egg tattoo now. I do really like fried eggs. Interesting. I don't know what to say to that. I'm speechless. Before this track, we played Boss Climax from Bayonetta, and the first track in this patch was a rooftop fight with Dou Niu from Shenmue 2. So this was our Shenmue track of the week, as promised to TCB. TCB, I promise I will always play a Shenmue track in every show. Somehow, I'll find a way. Anyway, that was the last batch of tracks we played, and you know this is obviously a show dedicated to
balls.
Yeah. Who's the balls? So, Anit Fruit says Casey hates fried eggs. Confirmed. What? not many people actually. What? Just one person has tried. They're like at Say My Name. That one person got it with his first guess. So you can too. You can try it too. Has a tattoo on his wrist is the first clue, and you now have one person with 20 points, with 20 extra points added to their scoreboard. So yeah, a tough act to follow, but maybe you can try, and you know, maybe. In the meantime, we'll talk about the word of the week. What is the word of the week?
Bows.
Bows. Bows. So, what is a bows? According to Wikipedia, a boss be a thug up in charge, or a thug up in charge. A boss may also refer to a boss, as in crime, head of a cool-ass little criminal organization. Air boss, more formally air fool, the thug up in charge of aircraft operations on an aircraft carrier. Fire boss, a thug up in charge. Pit boss, the thug whose ass looks after the homies whose ass work up in a cold-ass little casino pit. Yes, and a ballistical boss, a thug whose ass controls a ballistical region. So yeah, that's boss. But there's one person in particular, a musician, who is also known as the boss. So maybe we can talk about that guy for a second as well. Bruce Spielberg, according to Wikipedia. Bruce Spielberg. be American musical mofo, thug, songwriter, and humanitarian, yo. Dude is dopest known for his work with his E Street Band. Nicknamed The Boss, Springsteen, oh now you say Springsteen, is widely known for his brand of poetic lyrics, Americana, working class, and sometimes ballistical sentiments centered on his natizzle, New Jersey. His flippin' little distinct teasel voice and his flipping lengthy and energetic stage performances with concerts from the 1970s to the present decade, hustling over 3 minutes up in length. 3 minutes? So his concerts are over 3 minutes long. Awesome. Yo, Springsteen's recordings have included both commercially accessible rock mixtapes and more somber folk-oriented works, yo. His most successful basement mixtapes, Born to Run, 1975, and Born Up in the USA, 1984, showcase a talent for finding grandeur up in the struggles of everyday gangster game. That smooth mofo has sold more than than 64 bazillion mixtapes up in the United Hoots and more than 120 bazillion records ghetto-wide, making his ass one of the world's best pimping artists of all time. Okay, that's enough. Bruce Spielberg, the boss. I ain't talking about no chicken and gravy, biatch. Yes, so that's the words of the week again.
Balls!
Yes. I miss ruins though.
Ruins!
Yeah, but this week it's all about
balls!
Balls! Moving on.
The Manic Monday Show.
The Manic Monday Show right here on Radio Sega. And it's time to play some more musics while you people try to guess who this week's character is. It's easier than you think, I think. So keep them coming. Double click my name in the IRC, send me a private message, and maybe you'll get 20 points as well. If not, I'll be back with the second clue in a few minutes. For now, it's time to play some music from Shinobi X, the Saturn version. This is Kuryu, Stage 7 Boss on the Manic Monday Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Cedric Biscay.
Hi, I'm Mike Pollock, the voice of Dr. Eggman.
Hello, I'm Hideki Naganuma.
Hi, I'm Lisa Wilkerson.
Hey, I'm Bentley Jones, and you are listening to Radio Sega.
Radio Sega.
Radio Sega.
Radio Sega.
Radio Sega.
Playing the best Sega music 24/7.
24/7.
Cut it out, Kissy. Attack the Barbarian, boss theme from Streets of Rage, also known as Bare Knuckle Ikari no Tekken, or something in Japan. Welcome back to the Manic Monday Show, dedicated to the word boss. Before this, we played boss theme from Lost Dimension, tune, and the first track in that patch was Kurio, Stage 7 boss from Shinobi X, the Saturn version. Because I believe there's another Shinobi X. Is there? Let me check my library of Sega tracks. Is there? Why do I have it tagged as Shinobi X Saturn? I don't have any other Shinobi X games here, but I think there's another one. I'm confused now. I don't know. But yeah, that's the Saturn version, the European one, because in the US this game is known as Shinobi Legions, actually, and they have two completely different soundtracks. The European version was scored by Richard Jakes, and it's awesome. Huge there, as per usual, courtesy of Mr. Richard Jakes. Yeah, so those were some nice tracks. I asked on Twitter what your most memorable boss fight in a Sega game is, and so keep them coming at Radio Sega. Use the hashtag RS Manic Monday, or don't. Either way, I'll try and get your tweets, and maybe we'll read them throughout the show. Kopke says Death Egg Robot. Definitely one of my most memorable boss fights in a Sega game. I'm sad to say we don't have that track to play tonight, because, you know, lots of Sonic, so we went with different tracks, but that's one, yes. Anyway, time to move on in time for this, because I think you guys need another clue, so.
Say my name.
Yes, say my name, biatch. Say my name. Clue number two is coming, which means people who didn't get 20 points will now try and get 15 points. So only one person got it correctly, and that one person was I Need Fruit, which means he is now in the lead. So we now have a person who actually was able to distance himself from the competition, but maybe this lead will be a short one, because, you know, people are now trying to get 15 points, so he won't be too far ahead of the competition. So let's see whom, if you get this week's character by listening to clue número 2. Am I speaking Spanish? I don't know. I should speak Portuguese. But okay. Clue number two. This is so easy. Wears a green robe. This is clue number two. So, who could it be? Has a tattoo on his wrist and wears a green robe. 15 points are now in play. And so, if you want to get those elusive points, you know, just need to send me a profit message in the IRC. That's KC. And maybe you'll get it. So, time to move on. Time to play some more music. And pay close attention to this batch of music, because right in the middle, there's something, I don't know, different. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. So, yeah, pay close attention. But we'll be starting with the classic. And it's an RPG track, a Skies of Arcadia track, Boss Battle, Crisis, Opportunity. We'll be right back.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Hi there, my name is DJ Air, and this is the Sonic the Hedgehog. 1, 2, 3, go!
The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
Destroyer. Stage 1 boss BGM from Thunder Force 4, Lightning Force Quest for the Dark Star. Lightning has an extra E in there for some reason, but it's, yeah, Thunder Force 4. Before that we had Ear, DJ Ear with Hippity Hoppity Bippity Boppity Boss Time. part of the Sound of the Sonic Stadium 2014 Out of the Ashes album for some reason. And actually this, it was a very beautiful cover of the boss theme from Sonic 4 Episode 2. Quite the vocal rendition of that boss theme. And before that we had Versus Rotatatron? Yes. And Refreshinator from Sonic Colors, the Wii version. Rotatatron? Perhaps. Yes. Interesting. And the first track we played was Boss Battle Crisis Opportunity from Skies of Arcadia. In the meantime, we were talking about Chain Chronicle in the IRC. Apparently, Sega and Gumi are shutting down Chain Chronicle in the West. Which surprises no one, because no one plays MMOs via their mobile phones or devices in the West, I think. Unlike Japanese people who play that all the time. I don't think these kinds of games work very well on Western lands. So, yeah. Aww. I need to get an aww sound effect for the for my software. But yes, so yeah, it was really a really nice game. I just haven't played it in months. But it was a really nice game. I can't seem to find the time and the patience to play mobile games for long periods of time, and Chain Chronicle required you to play for some long periods of time in order to level up and, you know, get new characters and new items and stuff. But it was a really, really nice game. So yeah, that's the sad news of the week, I think. And people have been sending me their replies to my question. So people have been talking about some memorable boss fights in Sega games. Seth at Flare Habanero, I like this name, says any of the Bayonetta fights. Platinum games excel at boss fights in general. Yeah. I quite agree as well. Indeed. So yeah, I think we've talked for a few minutes. So it's time to do something else like this.
Radio Sega's Request Chart.
Radio Sega's Request Chart, and it's time to count down the three most requested tracks of the week on RadioSega.net. If you don't know how to request tracks on Radio Sega, shame on you, because you should know by now. You just need to create an account, you have to register as a member. It's free, and it's easy and quick, and you then have access to our ever-growing playlist of Sega tracks. You can click the playlist and requests button, and you can browse through our playlist. You can search for the track you're looking for, create a list of favorites, etc., etc. And people have been requesting. This was an especially interesting week, because lots of different people have been requesting different songs, which is always nice. And so it's time to play your top three of the week. Let's do this!
Number three.
Yeah. Super Brother.
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 Super Brothers.
Come to the rescue, beach. Let's sing the way. Want to sing the way she sang. We like the rescue. There's a lady. I'm a tiger girl.
Number two.
Radio Sega. Register as a member. Click the playlist and request button and request your favorite tracks. They'll be on the stream shortly. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Four.
Number one.
Two. One.
house on fire! No! Your number one song of the week, No One Sleep in Tokyo. From Initial D Arcade Stage, Tokyo is on fire. You heard it here first on the Manic Monday Show. Our thoughts and prayers are with people, the good people from Tokyo. I'm sorry that your house is burning because of this song. I don't think people intended to, burn Tokyo down because of a Radio Sega chart, but, you know, it happens. That was number one. Number two, Door into Summer from Knuckles Chaotix, as per usual. Number three, a Super Brother from Jet Set Radio, or Super Bladder, or something. So that was our... Exactly, Rexy. How do I get rid of these nasty roaches? Easy, just burn your house down! Yes. That's what happened. So that's how... It's all connected, you know, so... Jetson Radio first, and then Initial D. That happened because of the roaches, and Tokyo is now on fire. I'm sorry. Anyway, that was our Radio Sega's request chart segment of the week. Don't forget to keep requesting tracks on Radio Sega, because it's awesome. And there's so many new tracks this week on the top 40 or the top everything. How many tracks were requested this week? Let's see. How many different tracks? 223 tracks. Number 4, check this out. Collisions of Our Souls from Yakuza 5. Number 5, Island of Everlasting Summer from Streets of Rage Remake. Let's see, new stuff. Theme of Metropolis Speedway from Sonic Freeriders, number 7. This is new. Number 11, Lazy Days Living in Paradise. No. Number 13, Beyond the Speed of from Sonic Runners. All these awesome new tracks that people have been requesting. It's nice. Don't forget to keep requesting tracks on radiosega.net. You can also go to radiose.ga/playlist. I'd never use this short link, but it's a thing. So, radiose.ga/playlist. You can use this link to go straight to the playlist and request tracks. In the meantime, don't forget to vote for for People's Choice, the People's Choice segment. radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice. And after this next batch of music will be playing your votes, your top voted tracks. Yeah. In the meantime, time for this. If I can play it.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Say my name on the Manic Monday Show, and it's time for clue number 3. Let's see, I think everyone got it after the second clue, so I don't think this is actually necessary, but I'll do it anyway. So most people got 15 points already, just checking my PMs right now, and yes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, The Chaos Blue says people actually like Runners music. Color me surprised. You know, Sonic Runners soundtrack is one of the best soundtracks of 2015, actually, in my humble opinion. So, the game is what it is, but the soundtrack is amazing. So, I'm glad people request tracks from that game. Anyway, time for clue number 3. So, let's get the drum rolling, because why not? It's what we do. Clue number 3 is the leader of the Chiyu Men. He's the leader of the Chiyu Men. Wears a green robe and has a tattoo on his wrist. Refsic says, I mean, who the hell else wears a green robe? I need fruit says this is true. Yeah. Yes. Maybe there are some other people who wear green robes. I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Let's move on. Don't forget to send me your guesses via private message in the IRC. Double click my name and tell me who you think it is. You're now playing for 10 points, actually. So yeah. Genu Man says Rexy. Yes. yeah. Let's play music because why not? Bossy Crow from Billy Hatcher and the Giant Egg. Don't forget to vote. We'll be right back with the People's Choice segment.
Sega. Portuguese internet radio hosts? Good, because a decorated member of the Radio Sega Portuguese Host Corps needs your help.
And his name is KC. He's going to pick up the mic and put boots to asses every Monday. The Manic Monday Show. Only on Radio Sega.
Final Boss from Binary Domain. I was going to pronounce the rest of the track's title, but I think I... Curie's Assault Robot? I can't remember. I think this is the name of a company in the game, but I can't remember. It sounds familiar, or looks familiar, but I can't remember what it is. I could Google it, I think, but I won't. So that's the track we just played, Final Boss from Binary Domain. What a game. You need to play the Binary Domain if you haven't done so. Before that we had From Blastwind, Dread Boss 5. And the first track was Bossy Crow from Billy Hatcher and the Giant Egg. Yes. Apparently, Dural is John Cena. Or so people tell me in the IRC. Although apparently... John Cena is not, or Dural is not as good as John Cena, because Trini says, where is it? Does Dural have more than 5 moves of Doom? Is he a multi-time WWE champion? I don't think so. Yes. and then Refstick says, that's 5 moves, that's more than double of what John Cena does. He does a pretty crappy fisherman's carry drop. A pretty crap knuckle drop and some taunts. Ooh. Duh, duh, duh. Actually, I have that sound effect, so why not use it? Yeah. The drama in the IRC chat room. Well, I think it's time we close the Say My Name, not the Say My Name, the People's Choice poll. Let me just check. If people have... Whoa! 5 people just voted, like, in the last 60 seconds or something. Yeah, just like last week. So, it's closed now. Let's see who people talked... I'm reading the IRC and looking at the poll at the same time. So, let's see who people... What people voted for. Let's see. So, this one, and this one. Cool. So, we have a top 3. And we'll start with this one, because it's not, I don't think I've ever played this, ever, actually, so we'll start with this one. So you people voted, it's time for this, if I can play it.
People's Choice!
Yes! On the... The Bows edition of the Manic Monday Show, and we'll start off with a track from Hell Yeah, Wrath of the Dead Rabbit, called Brutal Combat from Boss Zones.
We'll be right back.
listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
manic
Monday
with KC.
It goes ba-da-da, right? Yo, yada yo. Yo, let them know I'm about to flow. So yada yo, yo. Competitors came from all around. Nine kept in line with a tenth that pulled it down. Eight made attempts to push the ninth under. Even seven on deck and making the eighth wonder. Six hit seven to keep himself alive, but we're laughing at the crime. Got bagged by number five. Five had forgotten that four evens the score. Now it's three against two, only room for one more. Ten competitors came from all around. Nine kept in line with a tenth that pulled it down. Eight made attempts to push the ninth under. Even seven on deck and making the eighth wonder. Six hit seven to keep himself alive, but we're laughing at the crime. I got back my number five. I've forgotten that four evens the score. That was three against two. We
won't be intangible. Half animal, half cannibal, all mechanical, mandible. Ripping the wicked, picking you all parable. I challenge you and half of your crew. I have an advantage to damage you. Style, cadence, and patience will break a shoe. Manage to dismantle and vanish you. You're facing the fatal. You're facing the fragment. Paragraphs and epitaphs, here like my halo. Attitude, attitude, half of the attitude. Trapped in the solitude, longitude and latitude. Black paratroops descending from altitude. Black parachutes, black parachute patterns with that emerald. Gotta shatter it loose, like it battered it horse. Get together and news,
gotta get loose.
Got the faster the fuse,
got the faster the fuse.
Have a master to lose,
I'm a master to lose.
Back up to your mad confused. A flow monkey like backwaters of Baton Rouge.
Yeah, yo, dude.
San Quentin and Santa Cruz. You stand accused, you stand and lose, and stand and shoot.
Ten competitors came from all around. Nine kept in line with a tenth that pulled it down. Eight made attempts to push the ninth under, leaving seven on deck and making the eighth wonder. Six hit seven to keep himself alive, but we're laughing at the crime. Got bagged by number five. Five had forgotten that four evens the score. Now it's two against three, and there's room for one more. Ten competitors came from all around. Nine kept in line with a tenth that pulled it down. Eight made attempts to push the ninth under, leaving seven on deck and making the eighth wonder. Six hit seven to keep himself alive, but we're laughing at the crime, got bagged by number five. Five had forgotten that four evens the score. That was three against two, only room for one more.
Yeah, I know this one. Yada yo, yo, let them know I'm about to flow. So yada yo.
Competitors came from all around. Nine kept in line with a tenth that pulled it down. Eight made attempts to push the ninth under, leaving seven on deck and making the eighth wonder. Six hit seven to keep himself alive, but we're laughing at the crime. Got bagged by number five. Five had forgotten that four evens the score. Now it's two against three, and room for one more. Ten competitors came from all around. Nine kept in line with a tenth that pulled it down.
Eight
made attempts to push the ninth under, leaving
seven
on deck and making the eighth wonder. Six hit seven to keep himself alive, but we're laughing at the crime. I got back my number five. Five had forgotten that four evens the score. That was three against two, only room for one more.
I told you I'ma rule the throne. I told you I'ma rule the throne. I told you I'ma rule the throne. And now they got me rocking on the microphone. Cause I'm the master of disaster, super rhyme maker. Master of disaster, super rhyme maker. Master of disaster, super rhyme maker. The top teeth rocker taking out all fakers. From here to Japan.
You're a bit full of yourself, aren't you? Yada Yo Reborn from Fantasy Zone, actually part of the My My soundtrack. This is featuring Keith Wildchild Middleton. Yeah, you're not that great, Keith. Please go away. So that was our People's Choice segment of the week. People have been voting for these tracks.
People's Choice!
Yeah, the Bows edition. And yeah, before that we played The Shell's Desert, Last Boss from Phantasy Star Online Episode 4 Blueburst? Yes, on this Blue Monday. And the first track was Brutal Combat from Hell Yeah, Wrath of the Dead Rabbit. Yes, for some reason, in the IRC people, or actually Woe and Asper K, were discussing cables. You know, what is the proper cable to connect a DualShock 4 to a PC? That's the kind of random things you get when you join us in the IRC. So radio.se.ga/IRC Not much time left of show for you to come and join us, but why not do it? Because why not, Cyborg? Why not join us? We still have a few tracks to play, and we still have one round of Say My Name, another clue of Say My Name to share with you guys. So, let's see. Let's actually do that and see how people do with the final clue of Say My Name. Whoops, let's try that again.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Say my name, clue number four now. No one even tried to guess who the character was with the third clue, because I think everyone already got it with the second one. But anyway, I'd like to inform you that Gum, even though she didn't guess who this week's character is, she sent me an owl, a picture of an owl wearing a hat, so she automatically gets 20 points for that. And she'll probably win this third season of Semanem just because of that owl wearing a hat. Thank you for playing, it's been fun. I'm kidding. Time for clue number 4. Ooh, that drum roll should have been louder. Let's try again. Okay, so clue number 4 is: this character is in possession of the dragon mirror. Right? So, he's in possession of the dragon mirror. He's the leader of the Chi Yu Men, wears a green robe, and has a tattoo on his wrist. Who could it be? I mean, who could it be, you know? Right? Right, please. Please, if you haven't tried it, please send me your guess. It's so easy now. And you'll get 5 points, at least that, so that's not bad at all. And while you try to think of a person who wears a green robe and has a dragon mirror and stuff, we'll play some music, and we'll play a boss theme from Yakuza 5, which is a brilliant game I need to play more of. This is the place where I used to be. We'll be right back.
Want to listen to this show again?
Download the podcast that will be available shortly on RadioSega.net and the iTunes Store, or stream it on Stitcher. Monday Show with KC. Only on Radio Sega.
A boss and there's the defeat at the blow or something. The urgency. Well, it's one of the boss themes from Phantasy Star 4, the end of the millennium. Defeat at the blow. Yes, on the Manic Monday Show. We also heard Shutdown from from Pulseman, which was the Stage 7-10 boss theme. For some reason, but it's a nice track, I think. And the first one was a tune, The Place Where I Used to Be, from Yakuza 5, which is from a boss battle, from Kiryu's story. Well, it's kind of spoilers, but you know, the game's been out for quite some time now, so tough. You fight the whole, or a big part of the Tojo clan, actually. So, yeah, it's like Like I said in the IRC, Yakuza 5's version of the 80 Man Battle from Shenmue. And, you know, other games also have that. But it's especially hard if you play it in the higher difficulties, because, you know, instead of just you know, fighting against one person at a time, you actually get the whole group coming at you and firing stuff from a distance, and yeah, it's kind of hectic. It's awesome, though. Anyway, welcome back to the Manic Monday Show. This week, we've been talking about this.
The boss.
So yeah, it's been a show dedicated to bosses and boss themes. We've played nothing but boss themes from several Sega games, and it's been fun. Rexy says, hold on, no chill tracks? That talk bad means the show's almost over. Yeah, actually, you know, it's kind of hard to think of chill tracks when you're talking about boss themes. So if there's a boss theme that's actually a chill track, it kind of defeats the purpose, right? Unless it's a remix, but I didn't look for any of those remixes. But it kind of defeats the point of having a chill boss theme. Yeah, you know, just sit there. If you can, try and defeat the person that's trying to kill you, and you know, just try. If you're not too busy with that ring in your hand, just try to save the world and stuff from complete destruction. Yeah, doesn't work, I think. But yeah, maybe there are some interesting remixes and some chill remixes of the boss themes. Maybe one day we'll play some of them. But for this week, we've cut out the chill track segment. But next week we'll probably bring back chill tracks of the week. Rex says the true final boss is the Sandman, trying to put you to sleep and cripple the world. Yes, exactly. Oh, I forgot to put this up again. Yes. Ooh. The true boss is butts.
People have been sitting on those rocks with their butts.
Yes, butts. Butts are hard. Or, well, some of them aren't. Nah, never mind that. Let's move on. It's time to talk about Say My Name, because people actually tried to guess who this week's character was, and some of them actually got it. Let's see. Let's use this little drum roll here. So this week's character was Landy. Yay! I'm trying to remix this sound effect for some reason. Sorry about that. But yeah, Landy was the character of the week, obviously. And some people tried to guess, and I think all of them actually got it at some point eventually. Let's see how it went and how our scoreboard is now after this third week of season 3 of Say My Name. Well, so Ayifruit got 20 points. He got it after the first clue. After the second clue, we had Twinny, TCB, Jamie, Opus Science, Alpha Dog, and Ravzig, all with 15 points. And that's it! Everyone got it after the second clue. So, that means after 3 weeks of this new season of Say My Name, our scoreboard is as follows. With 10 points, we have Mikhail24RD, who didn't take part this week. So, he's still with 10 points. 15 points for Super Sega, Opox, and KevinB1229. Oh, and Twinny. Only Twinny took part this week. KevinB, Opox, and Super Sega didn't, so they get left behind. 25 points for TCB and AlphaDog1996. 35 RevSig. And 40 points Jamie and Opus Science joined second place. First place, I Need Fruit, 45 points. So nothing's decided yet. There's still 5 weeks left of Say My Name in this third season. So if you want to get those $10 or pounds or euros after the end of the week 8, you best try and catch every week of Say My Name, you know, of the Manic Monday show right here on Radio Sega. Rexy says, Casey's admiration for Shenmue must have stuck hard with the listeners tonight. No. Yeah. Yay! Yay! If you lose, though. Aww. Gun, my score is zero. Zero. Round. Round like zero. Like owl. Well, you get 20 points. 20 imaginary points for that owl. At least. Stuff to talk about. I really, really quickly, I asked people what their most memorable boss fights in Sega games were, and let's see what people said. Kopke said Death Egg Robot. Seth said any of the Bayonetta fights. Platinum Games excel at boss fights in general. Twini said toss up between Jet Set Radio Future's Akumu or Sonic Heroes' Metal Madness or Metal Overlord. Both had daunting atmosphere. Alpha Dog says Sonic Adventure 2 as Super Shadow and Super Sonic against Final Hazard. Anifruit says it's got to be either Dark Demon from Dynamite Heady or that big dragon from Phantasy Star Online. Let's see more Sonic. At Makuta Matata. Gucci Hobo, okay, says Metal Sonic in Sonic CD at Stardust Speedway. At Freniku said perfect chaos from Sonic Adventure with Open Your Heart. That fight is awesome. True. Alpha 3 says Sonic Adventure 1 and 2. The story, the music, everything is just perfect in both endings. And Trev said Doomsday Zone from Sonic 3 and Knuckles, if only for the music. That or the 60-man battle in Shenmue. Is it 60-man? I thought it was 80-man battle. It was what I was referring to earlier. But yeah, maybe. Maybe it's 60 or 50. 100. I don't know. I don't care. Anyway, thank you for your answers, for your memorable boss fights, because, you know, they're interesting. Oh, Rexy sent me a late response. A Restar Sonata boss. That bird actually sings out of tune and the music shows it. Yes, I was actually gonna play that version of the boss theme from Restar, but I decided against it because I thought people would prefer the actual regular boss theme instead. Yeah, but that's a nice boss. A nice idea from Sonic Team. Anyway, time to actually say goodbye, because, you know, we've been talking for quite a while and we need to end the show. It's actually 1 minute past 10 p.m. my time, which means my time is up. Your time is up, my time is now. Well, actually, no, my time is up as well. So I think it's time to play something that I usually play around this time during the show. See if I can make this work. Yes. It's time to say goodbye to Trigon, Esper K, Refzig, Rexy, Woe, Fox, Voice, Adaptavil, AlphaDog, 1996, CTR, DZ,
Heavy Foxy,
Freya, Guest, 28767, Gun, Ink, TE, Jamie, Meek Bines, Mikal24RD, Opus Science, Punk Gamer, Spinning, Steven, Trainer, Purple, Tracker, Trini, Vegeta, Wiggle, Zimbadon, you are all the weakest links. Goodbye. Yes. thank you for joining me, though. This was a really fun edition of the Manic Monday Show, kicking Blue Monday in the balls again and playing boss themes. Next week's show is the last show of the month, which means it's going to be a off-topic show. So don't forget, you will be able to request tracks, and you'll also be able to come on the show for the Manic Minute, and we'll be testing out Discord and using it instead of Skype from now on. So if you want to come on the show next week and help me test Discord, the actual official Radio Sega Discord channel and stuff, Don't forget to join me again for the Manic Monday show next Monday at 8 p.m. Western Europe time. We have lots of other shows on Radio Sega, Radio Sega Live shows. The next one being a Sega Addicts AM tomorrow at midnight Western Europe time. Don't forget to tune in for that. For the complete schedule of shows, radiose.ga/shows, and don't forget to check that out as well. If you actually use the TuneIn app on your mobile device to listen to Radio Sega, I am glad to say that most of our current and past shows are now in podcast form in TuneIn. So if you search for the shows you'd like to listen to, like, I don't know, Sega Ages, Radio Sega Top 40 Countdown, Phantasy Star Beats, I don't know, several other shows, past shows, and all of our current shows are now in podcast form in TuneIn, so you can search for them, or you can actually, for the current shows, you can just click or open the profile page of Radio Sega and you'll find a list of our current shows, and you can look for the podcast and listen to past episodes of current shows. That's something interesting, right? Right! So, I've been KC, this has been the Manic Monday Show, it's been fun, we've been talking about bosses and boss battles, and I couldn't, you know, miss this opportunity to play a Radio Sega classic, a boss battle theme, and a tune, one of the past Radio Sega songs of the year, 2012? 13? Yeah, 2012, I think. Yes, I think so. So, I leave you from Sonic Generations with Big Arms. Bye-bye. See you next week.
Radio Sega is social. Like us at facebook.com/Radio Sega and follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Radio Sega. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.